Hello, kids. Yes, I'm back. I am back, 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 back. It's 2016. Who'd have thought we'd live another year, eh? Well, I was kind of hoping. Right, so I hope you've had a fantastic break. Did you get any presents? What I want you to do is to let me know two presents you got. Okay, two presents you got and one present you gave. How about that? Easy, 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 easy. If you want to find out where to put that comment, well, why not put it on the Is This Thing On podcast website? That's isthisthingonpodcast.com. Okay, put it on there. Put it in the comments at the bottom. If you're on the Facebook, you can do that there. And also, you can subscribe. So why not subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode? Because who would want to miss an episode? They come around so rarely nowadays, don't they? Let me just do this. Oh, yeah, they come around so rarely. The music stopped. So why has it been so long since my life? I was going to do this thing where, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been three weeks since my last podcast. It's probably about 3 weeks, isn't it? Something like that. So why haven't I done a podcast? Well, one thing is the main thing is I've just been busy. Coming back after the Christmas break, I've got other careers, you know. I'm a bloody musician, so I've been sorting that out and also trying to avoid doing my taxes, which I've got to do. Taxes get done next week. That's the job. I've been trying to do it this week and last week. It just wasn't working, so I thought, all right, I shall do it next week because I had a gig last week, and that's kind of on my mind, doing that stuff like that, preparation for that. I've got two gigs this week with The Horse. I played bass with a band called The Horse. And that's on Friday and Saturday. And so I'm preparing for that as well. Basically, relearning the songs because it's been October. I think, November. November the 15th. So it'll be nearly 2 months since I played with them. So kind of relearning the songs for that. And I've got another career I started. A brand new business I started in January the 4th. And so I've been working on that as well. So yeah, just really busy doing things and not enough space in my head to do this podcast thing. So I did a couple of little technical things to make my life a bit easier. And so hopefully we'll come out of this happier, wiser. Plus, I should better put these podcasts together a little bit quicker. Now I know I keep saying that. And I know, Ian, that in the last podcast I did allude to the fact that I will be putting the first ever podcast that I did up for people to listen to. I don't know. This is the way that I'll do it. Now, I know Ian wants to listen to it because he's one of those people who, you know, he will watch every episode. Do you know what I mean? Read all the books and all that sort of stuff because he's a completist. Are you a completist? You like the whole complete series, the whole box set. So what I shall do is I shall put the first episode in a Dropbox. That's what I'll do. I'll put it up on a Dropbox so you can go and listen to it, and I'll share it with you. So if you want to be included in that Dropbox so you can listen to the first ever episode, and I'll put them through because there's 15 episodes that have never been put up. I would say they've never been listened to, they've never been heard, but they have. They were put out on Podbean years ago. So if you want to be included in that, I will actually email you directly. So all you need to do is to go onto the website today or sometime for this episode and on this website, which is called isthisthingonpodcast.com, and make a comment on this individual episode. Now, if you just call in isthisthingonpodcast.com, you'll get a whole list of episodes that come up. I think it's about 6 or 7 on the front page. Just click on the front one, or the top one rather, and make a comment. So if you make a comment in there, hopefully I should pick it up and I will reply to you the same day pretty much. If I don't, let me know, and I shall reply to you and give you the link to the missing episode, and I'll tease you with them. So I'll just do that one first. And then I'll put this. I must tell you, it's bloody awful. It's absolutely bloody awful. And there's one of them, I can't remember which one it is, either the third or the fourth one, when I was trying to get the hang of it, that's actually scripted. And that's the worst one. Honestly, it's just dreadful. dreadful. And I think the first few, there's not any music in it. It's just me talking. And it's just, I just cringe. I just cringe listening to it. But if you want to hear it, then that's fine. We'll do that thing. Are you a Logic Pro X user? If you're a Logic Pro X user, I've got a question for you later on. A little bit of a problem you might be able to help me with. Anyway, I've got music. So what I've done is I've gone into my folder for this year and picked out three tracks that have been sent. Fantastic tracks. Three great tracks all sent to me this year. And then I'm going to go back in time. Back in time. So I'm going to play you three tracks that have been sent to me this year. And this is the first one. The first one of three. This is from a band called Forever Still. This is called Break the Glass. And it's a cracker.
Yeah. the times, pushing the borderline, hurting each other time after time. Future is gone, something is going wrong, nobody feels anything anymore. It's the end of the times. And we don't know.
Don't sting at all, and it's just over the other side.
Bird. See if you can guess which one I am on the Is This Thing On podcast Facebook page.
Oh yeah, I've got a Facebook page. You know that? Have a look at the Facebook. I've got everything. Everything, for goodness sake. Only thing you need to do is subscribe. Subscribe, subscribe, and then you don't miss a thing. Right, let me just tell you what you've just been listening to. First off was Forever Still, which is Breaking the Glass, which was, indeed, I'm sure you will agree, bloody cracker. After that was The Corridors and End of the Times, another brilliant track, brilliant. I kind of went through this idea of talking about tracks and putting down quotes and putting them on the website and all that sort of stuff. Look, if the track's in the show, I love the track. I don't play tracks I don't like. Apart from that one time, I played that Kajagoogoo track. Do you remember that? I played that Kajagoogoo track that was shit, but it was Kajagoogoo. Kajagoogoo sent me a track. After that was My Darling Fury and Satisfied, which was lovely. So, a little problem I've got with Logic. I've got the new Logic, and I've just upgraded to El Capitan. Now, did you know? You know, if you're not an Apple user, you won't find this interesting. But it used to be the old operating system was called Yosemite. That was the old operating system, and then it upgraded. So I'm looking for my pop shield. It upgraded from Yosemite to El Capitan. Now, why would that be? Where do they get these names from? Well, I kind of know because I've been there. A few years ago, I went to America and I went to Yosemite Park. Yosemite National... Where's my pop shield? It was here a minute ago. Yosemite National Park. And in Yosemite National Park is a very large mountain called El Capitan. So, there you go. Maybe the next one will be Half Dome, because there's another mountain there called Half Dome. And, yes, that's what that does. So, that's what you listen to. So that was all from this year. So the next stuff I've got for you... Oh, actually, no, that... Oh, what have I got? No, hang on a minute. My Darling Fury. There's another track I should have here, but I haven't got it. Oh, dear. I've got it on my list, but I haven't got it on my thingy. So I'll put that... I'll just go and find that track and put that in a minute. So this next few tracks I'm going to give you, they are from... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll give you these four tracks, and they're from 2014. So they were sent to me in 2014, and it's going to kick off with one of my favourite bands. I've even bought their T-shirt. Dang nabbit, and it's called. This is Little Brother Eli and Hanging.
I'll still sing about all these blues hanging over me. I've never seen Tennessee, but that don't even matter. I'll still sing about all these blues hanging over me. I'm not from
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
You don't even know how to do the Watusi. You can't dance the boogaloo. When the boys on your street wanna move their feet, they don't come running to you. Your idea of the frug is like a soft shoe routine, a throwback to the golden age of the silver screen. But you can shake it like a Polaroid picture, work it like a Babylon sister. You ain't got nothing to prove. You put your heart into the groove. Whoa, 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 baby. I like the way you move. You almost got the hang of that fandango till your feet got in the way. And you're still mystified by the electric slide, and you can't spell YMCA. Your partner's just a simple victim of circumstance. You do the cha-cha-cha like interpretive dance. But you can shake it like a Polaroid picture, work it like a Babylon sister. You ain't got nothing to prove. You put your heart into the groove. Whoa, 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 baby. I like the way you move. You do the Roomba when everybody's rocking, when the band plays a Charleston. You're popping and locking. Oh, baby, popping and locking. Unbelievable. Now, I'm not the kind of guy to criticize. Everybody's got their faults. But when the boys in the band go into a gentle tango, you proudly start to waltz. Do the hokey pokey, but you just shake it all about. Mix the robot with the worm and turn it inside out. But you can shake it like a Polaroid picture, work it like a Babylon sister. You ain't got nothing to prove. You put your heart into the groove. Whoa, 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 baby. I like the way you move. Oh yeah, baby. I like the way you move. Huh. Oh, shake it. Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip. And come on to the mothership. Oh, James Brown ain't got nothing on you, sugar. Woo! That looks like something right out of Alvin Ailey or some shit. Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Woo! I can't keep up. I can't keep up. I like the way you move. Woo! I like the way you move. Oh, I like the way you move. I like the way you move.
Alone in the desert in a bush of thorns. And the thorns have no mercy on my naked limbs. I can't move forward and I can't move back. My blood stains the desert sands wet. She dances lonely in the desert in her bush of thorns, where the bones of her friends lie scattered in the sand. They couldn't move forward and they couldn't move back, so they hung on the thorns till they were dead.
so happy with the blood and the sand and the bones. And she won't move forward, she won't move back, she just counts all the men she owns.
Spirit. cross where the roads cross. Will you reassure me that you're close and the distance? 'Cause sometimes it feels like there's a universe between us where the roads cross, where the roads cross.
Beautiful. How gorgeous was that? That, ladies and gentlemen, was Anne Davis and a lovely little track called... that's a very good question, Nick. Called Where the Roads Cross. Sorry, should have known that. Before that was Fit, the wonderful Fit and the Conniptions and Bush of Thorns. Not very easy to say before that. David Garlitz. And I Like the Way You Move. Dun, 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 dun. Beautiful. Before that, Little Brother Eli and Hanging. Right, now I found that other's track. It's called Wilson Silver Lining, and I'll be kicking off with that in a minute. Now, a couple of interesting little things. First of all, just had a tight chest. Should we look at that? Tight chest. And I was like, why have I suddenly got a tight chest? I'll tell you what I've attributed it to. I've just taken possession, taken delivery and possession, and used a Nag Champa incense stick, which is Nag Champa. It's one of my favourites. I'm not a great burner of incense sticks, but I do like a bit of Nag Champa, and I just burnt it in my little room, and I thought, do you know what? It's giving me a tight chest. I've got rid of it downstairs. Open the window. Feel better now, so I'm not dying. It's all good here. And also, yeah, if you're a sorry, just turn off if you're not a Pro X user. But if you are, and I'm compiling this on my Pro X. It's got a little counter at the top that gives you the time. You can have a choice of on the counter. I'm pointing at the computer. I don't know why you can't see me doing that. That's good. Good. And it gives you, you can choose, you can get the counter to read in beats or different bits and pieces. But if you choose time, it does a time and it ticks away when it's going as it's doing now. But it starts with 01 and then the minute. So we're on 35, 37. 35 minutes and 14 seconds, and it's all counting up beautifully. But it's got 01, which you would think would be an hour, wouldn't you? But it's not. How do I get rid of that? And what's the point of that? Anyway, answers on a postcard, please, or just tweet me, Nick_Tan, and all that sort of stuff. Go onto the website, it's all there. So, have I told you who you listen to? Yes! So let's give the next few tracks. Where are we? So, we're going to have Wilson and... This is a beautiful track. I'm glad I found this again. Wilson, and it's called Silver Lining. And there's a few more tracks, and they're from 2014 as well. So we'll have 2014, and then we're going to... Yeah, 2014, and so I am doing it as I go along, I know. Yeah, the next four tracks are all from 2014, apart from the third one, which is from 2011. Okay, actually, I'll make it the fourth one, because I want to talk about it afterwards. Yeah, all right. So, yeah, apart from the last one, the fourth track, which I'll tell you about when we get there, and that's from 2011. That's 5 years ago, okay? So bear that in mind when you listen to that track. So we're going to kick off with Wilson and Silver Lining.
So hold on. C'est l'ombre tranquille d'un soleil qui sait tout. Sais-tu qu'il y en a bien mille, que des mots puérils font fleurir de partout. Partout, quand le temps immobile reste encore suspendu pour ne rien regretter. C'est fou, mais tes yeux sous la lune sont des flammes comme aucune n'a jamais existé. J'ai vu des oiseaux qui se posent pour trouver sur les roses des parfums oubliés. Je sais qu'il existe autre chose que les métamorphoses ne sont pas dues au fait. C'est vrai, dans ce monde où l'on passe sans voir que tout s'efface sur les calendriers, on reste si fidèle à nos gestes qu'un parfum sur ta veste vient tout nous rappeler. C'est ça qui souvent nous arrive quand vers une autre rive un pont n'est pas jeté. Et là, tous les deux, on découvre, dans le matin qui s'ouvre, ce que l'on a été. Jeté. Et là, tous les deux, on découvre, dans le matin qui s'ouvre, ce que l'on a été.
Yeah. said I ain't gonna come around no more. Smelling too much like a drug. Around no more, smell too much like a drug. Said I ain't gonna come around no more.
So, how about that then? That was Catfish and the Bottlemen and Sidewinder. And that's from 2011. So that's 5 years ago, we can say now, can't we? We can say that. 5 years ago. And I wanted to double check that that was sent to me, because all the tracks that I play are all sent to me by management or the band themselves. And that was sent by the manager. I checked through my emails and that was sent to me by the manager in 2011. They went, got this band, Catfish and the Bottlemen. Don't know if you're interested in it, but I'm doing this, blah, 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 blah. And loved that track, which is called Sidewinder, if you didn't know. And played it for ages. And then I started hearing about Catfish and the Bottlemen. Catfish and the Bottlemen. Catfish and the Bottlemen. Catfish and the Bottlemen play Glastonbury. Catfish and the Bottlemen play this. Catfish and the Bottlemen are amazing. Whatever. But I started playing them in 2011, mate. 5 bloody years ago. Yeah, see? So, I don't know what point I'm proving there, but you can make up your own thing there. The Milkmen, that's from 2014. I went back to look at the email from them, and the site, because I always like to put people's websites on the website, and it was a what was it called? MySpace account. Anyone got a MySpace account? Hands up! Come on! I was talking to someone today that had a Hotmail account still. Hotmail. How about that? But yeah, MySpace, Hotmail, Friends Reunited, who knows? Does anyone remember, I don't know why I'm shouting, does anyone remember a website called Everyone's Connected? Yeah, I used to be on Everyone's Connected. Anybody else out there, any old Everyone's Connected people listening on there? Are there, maybe? Might be listening there, maybe? I don't know. Before that was Daniel Aurore and J'ai Vu. J'ai Vu. So we started off with Wilson, Silver Lining, Daniel Aurore. I've got his album. He sent me his old album. It's fucking brilliant. After that was... And J'ai Vu. After that was The Milkman and Like a Something or Other. What is it? Like a Drug. Drug. That's it. Like a Drug. Then Catfish and the Bottlemen and Sidewinder. So we're going to finish off in a sort of similar vein of playing older tracks. Now, these the last two tracks, I'm going to do one of mine. It's called Every... No, that's them. The next track you're going to hear is a track of mine called Crazy Mama, which I recorded back... Well, I don't know how long ago. I think it might have been last year. Could have been the year before. I don't know. I'm getting older now. Days, months, weeks, years just kind of pass without me realising what's going on. This happens. What's that? Oh, it's an email. So, yeah, that's called Crazy Mama. And I'm going to finish off with one of my favourite tracks of all time. Maybe I can start doing that. One of my favourite tracks that got me into this band, which is Schnauzer. A fantastic band. If you haven't checked them out before, go onto the website, if you're not already on the website, and check them out. Just a brilliant band. And the first time I heard this track, I just thought, yes, perfect for the podcast. This is exactly what I want, and I've played it ever since then. And it's a track called Everything Is Nice. So that's going to finish up with those two tracks. And I will speak to you hopefully very, very soon. That's it. I'll speak to you soon. I love you all. Happy New Year 2016. It's a shame about David Bowie, isn't it? God, what a shit that was. Bugger. Never mind. Here we go. Bye.
Sick and tired of being poor, she turned herself into a whore and tried to get the facts right in her mind. But what's she doing over there? She's dancing in her underwear. Her worries and her cares left way behind. Wahoo, crazy mama. Wahoo, save yourself. Wahoo, crazy mama. Wahoo, save yourself. She's had it hard, and that's the truth. A woman deprived of her youth, and the hand of God was nowhere to be found. Her days are long, spent all alone. She moves to lift the telephone, and she's smiling as she listens to the sound. Wahoo, crazy mama. Wahoo, save yourself. Wahoo, crazy mama. Save yourself. 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 Save yourself.
Save yourself.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good. This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?